We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it helps to be good, but born under a lucky star might be better. And I think that's President Trump with the latest. You can't ask for anything better. Well, wait, let me take that back. This hurts Elizabeth Warren, what's going on. That's my bottom line. This is who it hurts, the Bernie bros and the others out there. They don't want a knockoff. They don't want someone who is annoyingly to the left, but they don't think she's as radical or as genuine as Bernie. Yes, Bernie said something like this, that a woman can't win. Elizabeth Warren revealing that right now, though, that smacks of desperation. That's exactly what's going on. That's where we are. She's confirmed that Bernie Sanders said a woman couldn't win at this private dinner. And now he may have said something like that. He may have said something in general terms, how difficult it would be, something like that. But I do believe he got it said. You know, he was trying to be honest, how tough it's going to be. You know, Trump, he doesn't believe in America either, Bernie. So you have to take that into account. So maybe he doesn't believe that there's a shot, you know, that he believes the rhetoric that he throws out there about how bad this country is. We couldn't elect a woman. So I was tempted to talk about that as our side question of the day, but I got a better one, cheating. Be thinking about that in a moment here. I got an update, too, on President Trump and the progress that he's making with the wall and with sealing off the country from those that shouldn't be here. But I want to start a little bit with Vince Vaughn. Now, you know, Twitter is aflame right now. Let's cancel Vince Vaughn. You can't really say, well, he just sat with the president for 30 seconds in defense. No, he wanted to be there with Trump. He probably likes Trump. So I'll ask this question. Dan, have you ever, I don't know, have you ever had a chance to meet a president?
Or no, I have not had the privilege.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, it's when I had a chance, it was Clinton. We didn't take DJ with us because DJ refused to shake Bill Clinton's hand if we ran into him.
My kind of guy.
Yeah, he was 14. I tried to tell him, and I believe this, you're shaking the hand of the office. I'm not shaking a hand of a human being. I bet there are people listening right now saying, oh, these people on the left, they're killing Vince Vaughn, cancel culture. Let's get rid of Vince Vaughn. You know the upside of this, Dan, you found some stuff. I had some quotes from Vince Vaughn that we'll play in a second. I didn't know he was a sergeant, though, in Hacksaw Ridge. I never saw that film, even though I wanted to see it, and I just, you know, time went on, I didn't see it. If you haven't seen it, hilarious. I mean, I have much more appreciation this morning of Vince Vaughn as an actor than I did a half hour ago. You have a little bit as the sergeant in Hacksaw Ridge with new recruits getting them ready. Of course, Hacksaw Ridge is the guy who was a conscientious objector who saved from a battlefield. I forget the exact number. I apologize. It was over 50 people, I think, he kept on rescuing. Here's a little bit of Vaughn, though. And I thought, man, this guy really does have it as an actor, playing a sergeant, getting the troops ready before World War II.
Private Krasinski.
You look part Indian. To what tribe do you belong, son?
No, I'm Polish.
Wrong. I believe you must have Cherokee or Shawnee blood in you.
No, sir.
Are you contradicting me? You wagon-burning son of a...
No, sergeant!
Let me see your Indian war cry, son!
I don't...
What is your animal spirit? Are you a garden snake?
No, sergeant!
Are you a chipmunk?
No, sergeant!
Are you a dancing reindeer?
No, sergeant!
Are you contradicting me, private?
No, sergeant!
Good. Then I shall henceforth call you chief as a sign of great respect to your people.
I think you put that in because of the Polish reference.
I sure did.
This was, I have to go and see the film tonight when I get a chance. Well, big night. Jeopardy on at 8. And then Final Jeopardy, the Democrats debate tonight. But I thought Vaughn was really good in that. I don't know how many serious roles Vince Vaughn has played, but now it's cancel culture. So a question for you. Maybe we should put this one, Dan. This is a good one to put up on Twitter. Okay? Vince Vaughn being criticized, making small talk with the president of the United States and shaking his hand. I think he was there all of 30 seconds. If you had the opportunity, Dan, and you could put up presidents, you know, put up the usual suspects for our listeners. You could put up Obama, Clinton, and Carter. And let's see if which one gets the lowest. Would you shake their hand? Would you shake their hand and say, good morning, Mr. President? My rule is it's the office. So what in the world? Oh, people going wild on Vince Vaughn because Trump is out of that club. You can't do that with Trump. Now, the other guy that's out there is Adam Driver today. I only vaguely know of him. He's mainly a superhero movie guy, right? I don't know what too much of Adam Driver has done. He's got a distinctive face. Here's what Driver was asked a question on. This is why, again, there's anybody that's in Hollywood, anybody who's an actor, anybody that's in media, if you're seen as conservative at all, then they want to cancel you. Driver's asked by this woman, you know, like a puff piece type of thing, how do you play such a villain? Where does that come from? How do you get ready to be this ultimate villain? And here's what he says.
You access the inner bad guy. Does it come naturally to you, or do you go to a dark place?
I just think about taxes and traffic, and I'm there.
All right. So all that he said. Now he's being embraced, maybe overly embraced. I don't know if this guy's a conservative, but if you're in Hollywood and you say to get ready to be a villain, you think of taxes, and you think of traffic. Well, the traffic is okay. But you can't say taxes. You say that, and it's big trouble. Because by saying that, that indicates you don't like taxes. That indicates you might be a conservative. All this out of an 8-second clip. This guy suddenly is being lionized on Twitter by conservatives and under attack. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, Bernie Sanders is the one that's going to gain out of this whole thing. Elizabeth Warren has a much shakier base among the mob than does Bernie Sanders. You can tell he's all in. He's genuine. He's actually going to try to do these things. He actually is a communist, I believe, more than a socialist. And if elected president, that would come out even more. Could America really elect this guy? Who is it that it's better for President Trump? I think it's better if he runs against Warren. Warren is completely unlikable. The mother-in-law thing, the fake Pocahontas. We talked about that yesterday. Bernie, could we say that Bernie Sanders, Dan, has a certain kind of charm in a weird way, in a crazy way? He's genuine, though. And these things are genuinely what he's saying he's going to do and been doing over the years. And people actually believe he's going to give them all this free stuff. They like the idea. There is a base in the Democrat Party. So the loser out of this is going to be Elizabeth Warren. But here's Chris Matthews with John Kerry, because Sanders has to contend tonight with smoking Joe Biden. Here's Chris Matthews asking John Kerry, how big of a danger would Sanders be to the country?
You get the wrong candidate, you might lose the whole thing. What about Bernie Sanders? Do you think he's a danger as a president, as a candidate? You're out there fighting like hell for Joe Biden. How much of danger is that Bernie Sanders, who's now leading in the polls, in the latest poll out there in Iowa, how big a danger would he be to the country or to the party, the Democrats?
Well, Chris, I made a vow to myself that in coming out here, I'm not going to be drawing distinctions between the candidates. That's up to them. They have a debate tomorrow night, and I'm confident that those distinctions will be drawn.
All right, so Chris Matthews, though, how big of a danger to the country? Notice he didn't say he wouldn't be a danger. So Bernie is a much more formidable candidate, I think, than Elizabeth Warren. I could see Sanders winning in a place potentially like Michigan. I can't see Elizabeth Warren beating Trump in any of those swing states. I think Sanders is every bit on the same level of potential threat or bigger than Biden, even with the heart attack, even with all that. So who comes out ahead in this? And what do they do in the debate tonight? I don't think they'll go after each other in the debate quite as much tonight. 855-839-1210, you get a line. Now, Philly.com has a pretty good piece today about Dunmore, Pennsylvania. Dan, this is way back when. It's back a couple studios ago. You weren't working with me. But I remember having a guy on from that area where they had a combination jewelry bait shop. That's how rural it was. One part of it, you got bought jewelry, and the other, you bought bait for God knows what. So this is apparently in swing country, and these are 18-year-old voters. And most of the guys are Trump supporters. Most of the girls are supporters of whoever the Democrat is, some of them Biden. And in here is the secret sauce for President Trump, one of the things that draws people to him. One of the guys they talk with, his name is Stanko. He's one of the student council people the Inquirer talks with. His appeal was mostly humor. The jokes have stuck. Following the recent Iranian crisis, the boys shared memes of World War III jokes, including one fake tweet where Trump says he's drafting all people with Android phones to go to war first. This is part of it. It's the entertainment. It's what Trump brings to it that nobody else brings. That's what they picked up on. You know, I still don't know about 18-year-olds voting, but it's a pretty good piece. It gives you a sense, even among people that are high school seniors, how intense this is. Okay, side question of the day. Houston Astros. And part of me really doesn't fully understand this. It seems to be if you are a sign stealer in baseball, you have some people that are tremendous at doing that. And you do it by the human eye, you get celebrated. But if you do it electronically, meaning I guess if you tape it, then you break it down, then you're violating the rules. You're a cheater. So the Houston Astros have gotten nailed fairly significantly. Well, at least those that were involved in doing this. The team still keeps the World Series championship, though, which is kind of funny. So today we have passes, five-pack to the Philadelphia Home Show. Just hit us with your number one, your favorite cheater in all of history. Who is it that's been cheating in history? Now, I wrote down a few. Don't think just in terms of sports. My current biggest cheaters, Dan, are these boys. They are male, running against females and killing them in Connecticut and across the country in 100-yard dashes in track. The so-called transgendered issue. They're my number one cheater that's out there. But here's another one. Bernie Madoff. I'll take a big one off the board. Nobody better as a con man than Bernie Madoff. Then you have cheaters romantically. All right, so Dan, who do you open up with today? Who's a cheater?
I'm going to take a big one off the board. Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin, that is an excellent one, yes. I think, I don't know if anybody listening that hopes that she doesn't get at least a year in jail or more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, so 855-839-1210. At the end of your call, just hit us with your cheater of the day. Coming up, we have an update on the Saudi situation. We've kicked out of the country, a half dozen students after that shooting in Pensacola. Apple is involved again. I'll ask Dan and Joe, I'm still on the side that Apple ought to help the government break into the phone of the shooter, because that may get us to other terrorist cells, and heaven forbid they murder somebody else. I know the argument, though. The argument is, Apple starts doing that, government interference, we don't want the government. Is this an exception to it? All right, so up on Twitter, at DomShow1210, we put a simple poll. If there's a president you really, really differ with, say it's President Obama. You had the opportunity. Would you shake his hand respectfully? You're shaking a hand to the office. Or would you avoid him? Or I don't know. Those are the two choices. You're shaking a hand to the office. I don't know how many times we go through this. So Vince Vaughn with Trump and all the rest. Now they're in a VIP box. I get it. Well, he's a VIP. So it'll be interesting to see if Vince Vaughn is too big to fail. Or does Hollywood take its revenge? Do you see more people going after him here? Probably the worst. And I can't play it because I would just give you a play-by-play of it. You can't quite hear it. I don't know if you saw this. Prince Harry. He's a prince. There's very few royals that we pay attention to. Browbeating Iger, the head of Disney, when they're at a meet and greet with Meghan Markle standing there to get her voiceover work. What in the world has this woman, what kind of power does she have that a prince degrades himself in this manner? It's amazing. You know, hopefully, Dan, you wouldn't do that for the girlfriend, or I wouldn't do that with Ro.
Happens far too often to me, though.
You think so, yeah?
All the time. I'm out. Someone finds out I'm on radio. They go, oh, can you help me produce a podcast?
What do you say?
No. Do you have a wallet with money in it? I'm more than happy to do it if you want to pay me what I'm worth.
But think about the coup that would be, Dom, an actual princess being the voice of a princess.
Iger, if you watch the video, was not in trance with this. He's seeing nothing but headaches. I'll tell you why. He knows what Meghan Markle is going to do. He knows how difficult this is. Here is, do we have that one, Dan, here? I think we have it. This was this morning. Maybe not. Oh, yeah.
I want you to pronounce the name first.
Yes. Here is an activist that's on
named
ITV's This Morning. I guess it was on Good Morning America. The name is... Blah, 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 blah.
Try it. Come on.
Same way he pronounces Aioli.
Yes. Shawoa Mose... Shag Bamuma.
Close.
Okay.
I don't know the actual answer.
And
but.
She's being asked if it's evidence of racism that Meghan Markle, the coverage that she's get, does it prove that racism exists? Now, I may stop this, Dan, because I don't know if I could take the full 2 minutes of it. I've not seen anything as diminishing or as degrading, though, as Prince Harry working over Iger there. And Iger goes, oh, that's very interesting. Doesn't he get the hint when he says, hey, that's very interesting, that ease up, have your representative call me, send a demo or something. Can you imagine hiring her and the type of stuff that you would go through?
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, I know you're a big fan of the Queen and the fashion and all.
Mm-hmm.
That must have. I can imagine the infighting. She doesn't even show up, Markle, for the thing. She's on video conference in Vancouver. It's just stunning to me to see this level. So here's a little bit to that question. Is this racism?
Do you believe that racism is to play? I mean, this is a question that you feel actually you're exhausted of having to defend it because for you, it's so blatant that yes, the answer is yes, racism is to play.
You've taken the words right out of my mouth. It is exhausting when you keep hearing people either deny that racism is at the heart of this. Mm. People go, it's criticism, but it's criticism steeped in racism. And look, I think the difficulty here for a lot of people is that they do not understand this thing. And the thing is that it is not the job of black people and ethnic minorities to educate white people on racism that is perpetrated by white people.
Right.
White folks need to go educate themselves on the racism they perpetrate. The reason why the racism experienced by Meghan feels so personal and it deeply resonates with a lot of people is because it's symptomatic of the culture of racism in the United Kingdom.
What examples do you have?
You see, that is another problem. When people keep asking what examples, it makes me question, where have you been the last two years?
Let's
what have you been
right
reading?
There. There's the heart of it. So, you know, when you're asked for an example and you then take the high ground, you go on the offensive. That tells you right there. I mean, how can you continue to have this conversation about this nonsense?
Would you believe me if I told you that dude's getting trashed on Twitter right now?
For asking for an example.
Yes.
Yes. There you go. So Iger was very good. Even though this is Prince Harry, even though it's a royal family, even, you know, this guy's a master and all, he's feeling like, really? You're shaking me down here. Beyonce and Jay-Z are there with Markle. And he's has Prince Harry in this receiving line. And the guy's shaking him down for voiceover work. It's almost hard to believe. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. Let's go to the cars. Question is this. A couple things. These Saudi students now, and Barr is on the case. He's not like these other guys. I think we've kicked out It's an act of terrorism. The deadly shooting, he's called it that. And they've kicked out a number of Saudi students. But he's asking Apple again to help with the phone. Now, you may remember the last time, it's been years, was the San Bernardino couple out in California. And a lot of you said at that point, you were on the side of Apple not helping to break into the phone, so to speak, to get information about other terrorist cells and contacts and all the rest of it. You were on the side of Apple not unlocking that. Some people said, well, then the government will have this. They'll be able to get to all of it. And we talked at that point about too big to fail. Apple is definitely too big to fail. People like the product so much, they put up with all the nonsense. So I don't think Apple's going to capitulate here. And they're telling everyone they're heroes. They're protecting you. They're protecting your privacy. If they make an exception in this case, then everybody's at risk of what's in your phone. That's how they do it. Now, you know, who knows what's in this guy's phone that connects to something else that's imminent in this country. But shouldn't Apple, if they're this smart, be able to do this without allowing the government or anybody else to figure out how to break into Apple products easily? Can that be done? All right, let's go to Rick in Marlton. Rick, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Rick. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. I agree that that these students or this particular shooter down in Pensacola did not have the constitutional protections that American citizens have. And I agree with you in that Apple should have a way to unlock a specific phone without divulging the overall key to all Apple products.
You know what? Either the American public is on their side or we don't care. Apple is too big to fail. They can do whatever they want, even in something like this.
Well, I'll tell you, I watched Tim Cook on the Golden Globes, and he didn't look very too big to fail when Ricky Gervais was taking him to task.
No, neither did Tom Hanks. You're in agreement with that. What I mean is, though, I don't know what it would take. I think they're on the wrong side here, and heaven forbid if somebody else could have been prevented from attacking. I still think people will go, but I still love Apple. I don't care.
Well, unfortunately, I'm calling you from an Apple phone. So
that's right. Yes. There you go, Rick. All right, Rick, who is your cheater?
Well, I think the cheater-in-chief is Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton's a classic. There's always going to be Bill Clinton in that conversation. Absolutely. So think beyond just sports. Think into any realm, business, sports, life. Dan, when I Googled this morning just to see the cheaters list of those that cheated on their beloved, you know who's on the list? Albert Einstein. That's kind of a curious. Apparently, he was a cheater. I don't think he was a serial cheater, but, you know, he was a cheater.
I got a great one, Dom.
Okay.
You ever hear of Gayaz Nigalidze?
No.
He was a world champion chess or grandmaster chess player, Georgian, back in 2015. He wanted to hold on to his title. So he kept making frequent visits to the restrooms right before crucial moves
right. In
the grandmaster chess tournament. After searching the toilet, officials found a smartphone and a headset hidden behind the pan covered with toilet paper. Supposedly, he was getting information from other chess masters about his moves prior to making crucial moves in the tournament.
And how did he think they wouldn't rat him out or that would work ultimately, you know?
Because I guess he thought that they wouldn't look in the stall that he kept going
into. No, but I meant that the other, whoever was giving him advice, wouldn't dime on him ultimately.
Yeah.
I didn't mention the all-time cheater. What was the woman's name? I think it was Ruiz, who took the subway in Boston, the Boston Marathon, and won the woman's event till she was found out later. I don't think it was New York. I'm pretty sure it was Boston. Now, that is one of the all-time cheaters.
Rosie Ruiz,
yes. So I ran the Boston Marathon. People, you know, when you fool around with the marathon or even your time or whatever, people are going to get you. So the Astros, though, is this the end of the world? Their fans are not screaming. They're still World Series champions. They'll always be that. They'll always be told that they are. But they have fired the coach and general manager. And now the other guy's over with the Red Sox, who did it, apparently, stealing signs electronically. So we're asking a simple question. Hit us with your all-time favorite cheater, or maybe one that really gets you that they sort of got away with it. Now, you know, people on the left, progressives, Dan, would say it's President Trump. That's the only way he was able to win the 2016 election. The Russians helped him. Now the claim is the Russians are helping again because they infiltrated that gas company in Ukraine that Hunter Biden was involved with, and they may have some dirt there. They may have something on him, and they'll use it at the appropriate time. My God. So cheating of any sort. I'd love to hear yours. We had a great prize, too. We have a family pack, 5-pack of tickets to go to the home show. All right. Now, New Jersey yesterday passed a ban on flavored vaping products. This is typical. A complete ban on flavored baking vaping products.
Flavored baking products?
Vaping.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That would have been bad. No more cakes.
Yes. The flavors are meant to hook young people using the products in increasing numbers. So people like me go, whoa, wait a minute here. And as far as what we now know about the e-cigarettes and all that, these are ones that are illegal. It's a vitamin E acetate that has been added to illicit high-inducing vaping liquids, they believe. This is causing the trouble. This is a perfect example, though. This was across the aisle. This guy, we've had him on before, Herb Conaway. I think he's over in Burlington County. Our state cannot and will not ignore the widespread use of these harmful nicotine products among adolescents. Yet, this is a guy who, you know, wants people to get high with marijuana and all. And I'm not opposed. If people in Jersey want to get high and they do this in the referendum, fine. But I also think they have a strict anti-smoking policy now. You got to be 21 in New Jersey. So why in the world should adults be penalized that want to use these products? It helps them not smoke because a bunch of kids are using it. Does that make any sense? I'm kind of surprised that more people, but here's the thing with progressives. So on the one hand, the things that they like, marijuana being a biggie here, they want to go with this full steam ahead, not harmful, doesn't cause anything at all. Things like this, where the soccer moms, the PhD moms, the goofy governor and others don't like cigarette smoking, well, then they almost want a complete ban here. They don't want you to even to be able to vape, which helps. If they're concerned about health, I would argue New Jersey would be better off if they allow these products, because then adults have more access to use them, not be cigarette smoking as much. But what about the kids, Dom? Well, that's up to their parents, is it not? I mean, is it the government? This is something Bloomberg would love. And Trump is being egged on to go down this path. I think it's a big mistake. And they're missing how many people are fans of vaping. It's a sizable number of single-issue voters. And it's also a lot of people that are tired of the government interference, their moms and dads, and if they're doing it in school, the schools, they ought to be the ones stopping this, right? Aren't they the one? And the kid himself. I mean, this is all those messages. No, they can't handle it. Cigarette smoking, we've stopped, but we can't stop vaping. So Jersey joins the list, full bore here. Governor will sign it. Phone lines 855-839-1210. AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. And here we go again with Apple. I don't know who I would turn to, Dan, to be the referee on this. In other words, if Apple has the ability possibly to prevent another terrorist attack, because we have the phones of the guy in Pensacola to unlock them, so to speak, to pick the lock, so that we can get at other cells, other information, why won't they do it? Well, the argument is they say they're protecting your secrecy, your privacy. That seems to be the argument. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push #1210. Let's go to Dave in Landenburg, Pennsylvania. Hi, Dave. Good Tuesday. Go right ahead.
Hey, Hey, Don. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome, Dave.
So, I'm of a slightly different mindset than you on this one.
Okay.
I work in software development, and I can tell you that it is a bad practice to build backdoors into our software. And the reason is that if someone can exploit it, then the exploit will inevitably get out and others will exploit it. So even if you trust our government, which I do not, once the exploit is there, anyone that knows about it can and will use it.
All right, so you're rolling the dice then on a terrorism cell or several of them or a ringleader, that this phone arguably is a pretty good bet of getting information to stopping that person from doing something else.
Yeah, I hear that argument, and it's valid. But there are other ways to get at that information, right? The phone records themselves are available via court subpoena. Good old-fashioned gumshoe detective work is still an option, interviewing people that were close to the guy. Who did he meet with? Who were his friends? All that classic detective work seems to go by the wayside.
No, I think they're doing that. No, I think that's valid. No, I don't think they're taking it. I think they're doing what you're saying. I'm just not, look, I respect your expertise, but I'm just not convinced that Apple can't do this. I think they like the idea of saying they're standing up for privacy and secrecy here.
I agree with you. I think that they're kind of hanging their hat on that as a differentiator in the market.
And yes.
I'm generally not a fan of Apple products, but I actually give them kudos in this case.
Okay. Who's your cheater, Dave?
Frank Abagnale.
Ah, very good one. Excellent. Catch me if you can. All right. Yeah, Frank Abagnale. Catch me if you can. That's a role DiCaprio did well. That is an excellent one. Sort of a rogue that you like kind of cheater. All right. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for. Hit us with your all-time cheater. And are the Houston Astros going to be shamed now? They did get a pretty severe penalty. It's kind of surprising, say, versus what the Patriots did and what they got. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Should Apple, well, the government can't order them. The government can only convince them, as far as I understand it. But here we go again. And it's a tough call. But I think whatever Apple does, they've just won over, for any number of reasons, Americans, and they essentially do what they want with seemingly little or no comeuppance. Who else is too big to fail? When this happened with San Bernardino, we talked about Apple and too big to fail. People said the Catholic Church is too big to fail. Is the NFL too big to fail, or did they come just that close to losing people because of Kaepernick? Now they're back, though. I think they're doing really well again. And Americans want football. They don't care if the cost of, they don't care any of the stuff the NFL does. We want it. So they might be too big to fail.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.